Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk. It's AJ in for Niall this week. I'm once again joined by Molly in the studio tonight. We're switching it up, however, and we will be playing a game that Molly has called Not Real News, where she will be telling me some headlines and asking me if they are real or not. And we want you to get involved as well. So message in, sorry, WhatsApp in your answer. WhatsApp in your answers, 087-188-0008. Okay, Molly, I'm ready to go.
Okay, number one. Chinese company Temu is known for its wide variety of products at discounted prices. But is it true that a croissant-shaped lamp bought on the site turned out to be a real croissant?
Now, I've seen this on TikTok. And yeah, it is a real croissant. And it was like coated in some sort of
resin.
Yeah. And it was, yeah, the girl actually ate it.
Yeah, she found, well, first off, she found ants eating it. And then cracked it open.
Yeah.
And turned out it was a real croissant.
But is this a thing that's actually done with food? I think it's not unheard of to do this. You do this treatment so that you seal it with a resin and turn it into something. And in this case, it was a lamp. And they obviously, the resin wasn't done enough.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't sealed enough. So Anne's got into it. And then she's like, oh, it's actually a croissant.
It's a croissant. That's
you can get them for about 49 cents in Lidl.
Yeah,
shove
exactly.
a bulb in it.
Yeah. Put a bunch of resin on it, you'd be grand.
Yeah.
Next one. A 7-year-old in America was refused a passport due to copyright issues with his Star Wars inspired name.
That has to be true. You couldn't have made that up.
No, it is real. Oh. The boy whose Star Wars inspired name is Skywalker was initially denied a passport.
Because of copyright?
Yeah. He got it in the end, but he was denied originally.
But you can't do that about a name.
No.
Who would know? You know?
Yeah. He was also born on the 4th of May.
That's why they called him.
Yeah.
And they were obviously fans of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's a cute name, actually.
Yeah.
It's not like a super unusual one. Like, there was one that I saw a few years ago and they called the baby whatever the name of the ward was that they went into. But it was like emergency something or other. Like literally the name of the ward. Not like St. Mary's.
Yeah.
It was called Objin. You know what I mean?
Objin.
Yeah. Objin ward. And that's what they call the baby.
That's what they call the baby.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a mad name.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone's just messaging who was his father. Okay, next one.
A headline appeared in Germany that said sausage vending machines are booming. Now, to clarify, there are over 12,000 varieties of sausage in Germany.
You cannot buy a sausage in a vending machine.
You can.
Oh, dear.
You can also buy milk, egg and vegetables in these vending machines.
Milk, egg and vegetables.
Eggs, plural.
just one egg.
There's only one egg
in the whole of Germany.
Yeah, they've been popping up, especially around rural areas where access to supermarkets and convenience stores are limited.
Right, are the sausages cooked? Like, are they hot?
All I was given was that there was sausage.
Are they wrapped in plastic?
Machines.
Are they?
I'd say they're wrapped in plastic.
Yeah. Oh, just get the sausage. You know the dirt in the bottom of those vending machines?
Yeah,
and all
gross.
The hands that have been in there.
But think about, how would you get your eggs out? It would have to be like one of those bottle ones, you know, where it goes up and gets your bottle.
You think that they're going to be grand, but that you still then open your bottle of Coke or whatever
it
is.
And it all fizzes
and
up.
And it fizzes up.
Yeah.
So that's, I would not be buying eggs out of a vending machine.
Yeah. Okay, next one. A baby in California was named Heart Eyes Emoji, Heart Eyes Emoji, Heart Eyes Emoji, Rainer.
It has to be true.
No, that's fake.
Oh.
It was published by a hoax news website.
Oh, well, they got me. They got me good. The thing is, though, that's not too, like, that's actually a better name than perhaps what Elon Musk has called his kids.
Oh, yeah.
An Objin. Do you know what? I could have dreamt that. But...
You made that up. Is that fake news as well?
Yeah, I just make up fake news. That's how we run the show.
Yeah, it is. We pull things out of thin air.
Literally. Right, next one, Molly.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, or so the saying goes. But some people across North America and Canada have been taking these too literally and been consuming too many apples, landing them in hospital.
I hope not. I hope
false.
It's
false. I made it up.
Oh. I was like, please, God, no. So what would happen if you had too many apples?
I actually Googled it because I did make it up.
Yeah.
You can't, it's a ridiculous amount of apples that you can't eat, but because of the sugars in it, it affects your stomach lining and your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing major. You have to go to hospital and they sort you out.
But how many would you have to eat now?
Doctors recommend one or two a day.
Okay. Because have you ever eaten an apple on an empty stomach?
I don't think so.
Okay, I will tell you, I did it one time. I was absolutely starving. The only thing I could grab was an apple when I was leaving the house. I remember this day very vividly. I felt so ill. I had to go home from work. I was like, I am so sorry. The cramps. I couldn't stand up straight. So I don't know what that was about. If anyone can message us in, if you have any science behind eating an apple on an empty stomach, I would not recommend it. Has anybody else done it? But like, I genuinely was crippled. Like, crippled.
And over an apple.
Over an apple. And I'm dodgy with eating apples now. And God knows that was about 15 years ago. So I'm like, I don't know, there'd be an apple there. And I'd be like, I don't know. Do I have a full stomach? Have I had a full dinner? So my advice is, if you're eating an apple, eat it after a meal, after a big meal, after your bacon and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day.
Have your apple.
Then you can have an apple. Do not have one first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
On an empty stomach.
Okay, that's good. That's good knowledge to know.
Yeah, there you go.
Next one. In 2005, a train leaving Houston Station had to be delayed for up to 25 minutes because there was a horde of pigeons on board.
I don't know. I'd say it's false news.
It is fake. I also made it up.
Where do you get these things from?
This was actually based on something that happened in Gatwick Station. A train was cancelled because there were squirrels on board.
How many squirrels? They're so huge.
I don't know. It just said there was a bunch of squirrels on the train that had to be cancelled.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did they get rid of them? Because they're little scamps
Yeah, I'd say that's why they had to cancel it.
Yeah, literally.
They eventually got off, and I have no idea what year this happened. But it was based off that.
Okay, yeah. All right then.
Nothing that sinister happens in Houston Station.
No. Although there's a lot of pigeons in there, isn't there?
There is a lot of pigeons in there.
Yeah. Do you remember the old, I don't know if, you probably don't remember, but the old Pier Street Dart Station used to be filled with pigeons.
It still is.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, it's so bad. There's so many pigeons in Dublin City, and they're scary.
They are. They're like, they're aggressive because it's the ones that, because they're in cities, they just don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're
like
flying
rats. I mean, that's a bit rude, but
sorry to all the pigeons listening tonight.
They all listen to you.
Donald Trump remarked that Conor McGregor has the best tattoos he's ever seen.
Oh, do you know what? That's probably true.
It is true.
Oh God. All right. Go on, Donald.
Also his favourite fighter. So there you go. And one of his favourite Irish people.
Did he mention this at the at the meeting the other day?
He did. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Next one.
Yeah.
Concerns raised as Simon Harris spotted shopping on Temu for nuclear warheads.
That's fake news. That's fake news.
Yeah, it was on the Waterford Whispers.
I love the Waterford Whispers. The best news source.
They also said, this is a quote from Simon Harris, apparently. Sure, the delivery charges are desperate altogether, but I think it's still a good price.
Getting a bargain. You sure you'd pay the delivery charge? And also returns are quite easy with Temu, I've noticed.
Well, so maybe he's on to something there.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one. Katy Perry is going to space.
Fake news.
Real.
Oh God. What's she doing?
Jeff Bezos is sending an all-female crew to space and it includes Katy Perry.
Are you serious?
Yep, and his partner.
Whereabouts in space though?
Like,
but I mean, how far up? Because how far is up do you have to be to go technically into space? It's not that far.
It's not that far away.
No. Whereas it's not like she's going to Mars.
No, but she's still going up there in a rocket that Jeff Bezos has made.
Would you go to space?
I just had this conversation with one of my friends. Yes.
Oh.
I absolutely would. If I got the chance to go to space, I am taking that. First rocket out of here.
Why?
I just love to.
Oh God, no, it's really scary. It's dangerous. I just can't. No, no.
I had this conversation with one of my friends and they said to me, what business do you have being in space?
And she's right.
But I think it'd be really fun just to see what Earth is like from up there.
And then just come back down.
Oh yeah. No. I don't want to go out.
You can look on, there's photographs online. Like literally, Molly. Literally, you can Google that.
Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go on the moon. I don't want to go on the planets. I just want to see what it's like.
Okay. Send us a postcard.
Next one. The annual Ted Fest celebrating the comedy series Father Ted took place on Inishmore. The festival featured events like Lovely Girls Contest, Ted's Got Talent and Craggy Cup football match.
I hope it's true.
It is real. Yay. This is a real annual event.
How long has that been going on for?
Years.
Oh.
Oh, it's been going on very long.
So it's on Inishmore, so that's one of the Aran Islands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, there you go. You should go next year.
I'll make a point of going. 100%. Thanks for that, Molly.
No problem. Next one. Underperformer Zuckerberg named latest Meta redundancies after 21 years at the helm of Facebook. So basically, Mark Zuckerberg was escorted from the Meta headquarters in California early this morning after it was announced the company would lay off 5% of its most underperforming workers.
That's fake news.
It is fake news. Another Waterford whisperers. But the facts they had were brilliant.
But the thing is, though, did he not announce that?
He did announce that.
So what was it? The company would lay off 5% of its most underperforming workers.
Yeah.
But does he do much in there?
No. So technically, wouldn't he be one of the most underperforming workers?
Yeah, you should have thought about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is a good one. You know, and maybe we will see that if he actually does it fairly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we'll watch this space, guys. Lots of fake news.
Watch this space.
I'm not saying it will happen.
It could.
It could.
Children in America are set to be banned from beauty stores such as Ulta and Sephora after an influx of preteens buying products such as retinol and anti-aging creams.
Okay, I hope that's true.
It's not true, but I also put in my notes that I made it up, but I hope it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do know that there was a lot of, you're not allowed to have your phone out filming in Sephora anymore because of all of the creators on TikTok and that.
Yeah.
But why? Because I saw people getting kicked out.
It's gotten really bad because they go in and make these I don't know what the word is. It's a something smoothie. So they get all the free samples and mix them all together and just leave a mess everywhere. So it's making so much... I've no idea.
Oh,
for
God.
Views, for clicks.
Yeah.
It's making so much more work for the workers. They have to clean up after them. Loads of their product is wasted.
Mm.
What is the point?
I don't know. But I didn't see that now. I just saw that they were just clamping down on influencers going in and making content in their store. I wonder, that's only Sephora now, but I wonder if that has spread to Boots and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of their creators that I see on TikTok and that, and they're just in there. Just talking about making videos and stuff. And I just wonder if it's actually just annoying for other customers there, you know, because you're being filmed without your permission, really.
Exactly. And then you go in and you see all of the free samples. If you want to try something, they're all gross.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Because people have gone in and just used the... Oh, it's gross.
And done
gross.
What it was you said, something smoothie.
Yeah, they're mixing all these samples together.
That's just ridiculous. They must be kids doing that. Come on.
Yeah. But have you ever seen the free samples, especially the lipsticks and stuff, if you want to try them on the back of your hand? Gross. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Do you know what I did the other day? I bought a lip liner and I got it home and it was the tester. I was I was straight back down. I was excuse me, I bought this. It was the tester. She was oh, that's fine. I'll change a few. I was I was really upset that it was even in my home. And it was all squished at the top and I had tester written on the side. I was oh my God.
How did you miss that?
I don't know. I literally don't know. And it actually upset me.
Yeah. No, it would too. I just hate it. I just want to see what something's like.
I know. And it's difficult when you put it on your hand as well. So that was another thing I did the other day. I got a lipstick and it didn't look as pink as it did. And then when I put it on, I was we're going very pink lip today. And they're trying to tone it down with a brown lip gloss or whatever. Sorry, guys, we're talking about makeup.
Got a bit distracted
All the men are turning off now.
So a nursing home in Florida was shut down by the FDA after serving seniors dog food.
Oh my God, if it's in Florida, it has to be true.
False.
Oh, thank God.
I know. It was, again, made up by another hoax news site. Doing this, I realised how many hoax news sites there are.
What's the point of them? Is it Waterford Whisperers just for entertainment?
Just for entertainment, but there's a scary amount of them.
But does any of this get believed? You know, I saw this article.
They look very real. When I was doing my research earlier, I was struggling to figure out were they real or not.
What's real, what's not? You literally don't know anymore.
Yeah. And then it was bringing me to all these websites how to prove if news is real.
Do you remember that Snoops thing? And they were debunking things online and then it turned out that they were debunked then. Did you see that? And they were a couple living just in a regular house and they were this Snoops.com and
they were just debunking things that weren't meant to be debunked.
Yeah, they were wrong. So they were Snoops were debunked. That's my memory of it anyway.
It's debunked Inception.
Yeah, literally.
New research has come out disproving many damning details regarding the moon landing. Were they really up there alone?
I think that happens all the time. There's new research, new evidence comes out. No,
I made that up because we actually spoke about it.
We were talking about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so what do you have there that says that maybe it wasn't real? Do you have any facts or figures or anything like that? Like anything that the conspiracy theorists say to debunk the moon landing?
Yeah, because apparently the flag was flying. Like the flag was waving in the breeze, but obviously it's space, there's no breeze. So that's a major one.
It would be floating though. It wouldn't be flat.
Yeah, but it was like waving.
Okay.
Not just floating.
Okay.
And then there was other ones where
something
it was
about
like,
his boots.
Something about his boots, and you could see wires apparently in the videos.
Okay.
So to prove that they had like set it up and it wasn't like real.
Mm. But I will look more into it. And yeah. Niall, I know, wants to talk about it as well. So we need to get some information together, and then we can have a chat with Niall about it.
We need to fully debate if the moon landing was real or
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Three people who have absolutely no clue about anything to do with moon landing, space travel or anything like that.
And you don't even want to go to space.
And I don't even want to go to space. No, yeah. I have zero interest. So I have a funny story about going to space. Well, it's not funny. It's just a story. And as we know, I'm really bad at telling stories. So bear with. A good few years ago, many, many years ago, when I was a teenager, I got asked to go on a show.
Yeah.
And I was given this big, long application form to fill out. And as I was filling out the application form, more and more questions I was getting, I was like, I don't think this is for me. It's like, you know, are you a big risk taker? Like, do you love, like, you know, doing, you know, extreme sports and all that sort of stuff? And I was like, no, that's not a bit of me at all. Jesus, no. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. So I decided, I got onto the production company and I said, listen, I'm not going to fill out the form. I'm not interested in going for that one. And they were like, right, that's fine. We'll keep you in mind for the next one kind of thing. Anyway, then literally however long later, a period of time passed, and then on TV came on this show presented by Johnny Vaughan. Now, not many people remember this show, but I know I didn't dream it, okay? And it's difficult to find anything about it online if you search it. It was presented by Johnny Vaughan. There was a group of people who they told were going to space, okay?
Okay.
And they put them through all the training.
Yeah.
They brought them to Russia, like in inverted commas, they brought them to Russia. They went into, you know, this like training camp. They thought it was all serious. They were having lectures. They were having training to go up into space. And then they went on a rocket ship and they went up into space. But the whole thing was a hoax. They weren't in Russia. They didn't go up into space. It was when they went into the rocket and they were like looking out the window. It was like, oh, there's the Earth. And everyone was like, oh, my God, we're actually in space. And they weren't in space. It was TV screens. The whole entire thing was a prank.
And the people believed this.
People believed it. They thought they were in Russia. They weren't in Russia at all. They were just in some set, like a film set.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And so they basically fooled these people. Yeah. Now, this is 90s, early noughties, late 90s, early noughties. It was actually early noughties.
Yeah.
Television. And it just like the stuff they got away with, like to actually just prank a group of people like that. Now, I can't remember what the point of the show was. Like it was like, it's a joke.
Going to space.
And at the end of it, they were all just, and people were really upset. And I think that they had to have like, you know, therapy or whatever, you know. But I remember watching that show going, I'm so glad I didn't fill in that application form. Because I could have been on that show and thinking I was going to
go to space.
And looking like an absolute div on TV.
Yeah. Wow. And the training for going in space is really intense as well.
Yeah. And this show showed the whole way through. It was like on, I can't even remember what it was called. But yeah, if anyone knows it, do message in. Johnny Vaughan was the presenter and they fooled basically a big bunch of people about going into space. And it was absolutely shocking. But there was other things, though, in late 90s and early noughties, reality TV, that was just absolutely shocking. That one, I can't remember what it was called, damn it. There was a documentary about it. I'll remember for the next time when we can have a conversation about it. But yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild. Big Brother started like this big, massive influx of all of these reality TV shows, and some of the stuff they did, it was kind of less known. Obviously Big Brother was the big one, but Jesus, I don't know how they got away with it, but they wouldn't do it now.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
absolutely not. You can't fake people into going to space.
No,
not anymore.
You be careful, Molly, because you'd have filled out that application.
I would have filled out that application and I would have been gutted.
I know.
I would have been absolutely disgusted.
I know.
Because I would have told everyone I was going to space. My dad would have got a phone call, being like, right, I'm off to space. I'll see you.
I'm off to space, Dad.
Yeah.
And but like just that feeling though, you're on national TV. Like,
oh,
And then
you wouldn't be able to show your face. I'd get so mortified.
The anxiety, no, that would have been.
Imagine people coming up to you in the street and being like, oh, you didn't go to space.
That would be your biggest dig. Imagine though that being your worst dig. It's like, you didn't go to space. I'm like, I literally don't care. But just the embarrassment of, yeah. Oh God.
That's
right,
awful.
Next one, Molly. We digress there.
So, baptisms and marriages are likely to disappear as priests become an endangered species.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
I thought it was crazy that they called priests an endangered species, though.
Yeah. And they're saying now that they're going to have laymen just performing marriages and baptisms and the like.
Yeah. So a group representing more than 1,000 Catholic priests in Ireland have warned that these vocation crises have become so critical that basic sacraments such as baptisms and marriages are likely to disappear from some parishes in the near future. And the Association of Catholic Priests, the ACP, said reform is now urgently needed to prevent parishes from closing across the country.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? So they're going to have to try and do things now so that people will opt into the priesthood.
Yeah.
So that's why people are saying maybe they're going to allow priests to marry and allow women to become priests.
Yeah, because me and Niall had this conversation before and the figures about people becoming priests are just getting lower and lower by the year. I think it was like, they had like 10 new priests or something in the last couple of years. It was something very, very small. Mm. And all the priests are getting older now, so people are aging out of it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's sad and it's shocking. Hopefully they'll do something because the way it is, obviously it's not working and people don't want to go down and that route and live that life. So
yeah,
it's going to have to be something that they do. Anyway, that's all we have for this evening. Molly, thank you so much for your fake or not news stories. Fake or not?
My not real news.
You're not real news. Yeah, fake news. If you ever want any fake news, you know where to go.
Exactly.
And yeah, we will. I will try and remember the name of that show, that one where Johnny Vaughan went up to space. And then that other one that I'm trying to think of as well. I'm getting really tired now. It's last thing on a Thursday night. We're coming up to a bank holiday weekend. I hope everybody has a lovely time. Have a lovely St. Patrick's Day.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.